says we've sinned. Well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me angel.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A candlelight vigil has been held in Lorain, Ohio, for a police officer who has died after being shot in an ambush yesterday. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
35-year-old Lorain police officer Philip Wagner has died from his injuries. Police said he was surrounded by his family in a Cleveland hospital when he passed. He was one of three officers who were targeted yesterday by a gunman. Authorities have identified the gunman as 28-year-old Michael Parker of Lorain, Ohio. Police say he fired at the officers multiple times with a high-powered rifle, as two of them were eating lunch in their patrol cars.
Police say the shooter was killed in exchange of gunfire and no motive is known. A second officer remains in critical condition and a third was treated for a wound to the hand. Severe storms in places like Ruidoso, New Mexico and here in Chicago send a blast of heat elsewhere. CBS weather forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
As for the heat, that big heat bubble, the dome in the midsection of the country, it has pushed off to the east. And for tomorrow, Baltimore could be seeing 101 degrees, New York City 96. Factor in the humidity, because that's the other part of this puzzle. It's going to be feeling so much hotter, could feel 5, 10 degrees hotter, could feel like 111, 110 for Baltimore tomorrow. Better weather for the East Coast by the time you get to Saturday.
Top Justice Department official Todd Blanche has met with an imprisoned Ghislaine Maxwell to discuss late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell's lawyer only says she answered all of the questions asked. CBS's Scott McFarland says pressure has been building on the Trump administration over Epstein's case.
There's no indication they're going to release any of the transcripts or the findings of that interview, but in the meantime, they could try to quell this political firestorm they're dealing with. It's just less than clear that a meeting or a request for grand jury transcripts is going to satisfy this very vocal base of Trump supporters who want more.
A Texas man is suing a California doctor accusing him of sending his partner drugs to end her pregnancy. KRLD's Chris Fox.
Jerry Rodriguez of Galveston, Texas, claims California doctor Remy Coito mailed his girlfriend abortion pills in September 2024. He goes on to say his girlfriend then used the medication to terminate a pregnancy that month. Rodriguez is asking for at least $75,000 in damages against Coito for causing, quote, the wrongful death of his unborn child, unquote. The lawsuit challenges the California abortion shield law that protects doctors who mail abortion drugs to patients in states with strict bans. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
A federal judge allows Ryan Ruth to represent himself at trial in September. He's accused of trying to assassinate President Trump on a Florida golf course last year. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STEER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STEER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STEER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The number of Americans filing for jobless aid falls for the sixth straight week, hitting the lowest level since mid-April. The Labor Department reports the jobless claims last week fell by 4,000 to 217,000, fewer than analysts expected. Jazz musician Chuck Mangione has died.
This song, Feels So Good, became a rare top 10 instrumental hit in 1978. Mangione's career had taken off in the 1960s as a member of Art Blakey's band, before joining his brother Gap in a band they called the Jazz Brothers. His theme to the 1980 Winter Olympics, Give It All You Got, also became a big hit. Through his career, he earned 14 Grammy nominations and won two. Chuck Mangione died in his sleep. He was 84. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
NASCAR will hold its first street race on an active military base, Southern California's Naval Base Coronado, in 2026. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, a few showers and storms out there with lows of the lower 70s, a light breeze. Friday, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, mostly cloudy, highs of the lower 80s with more storm chances Friday night. Right now, it's 76.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Knows where it's at. The sun online we have. dedicated to the one I love.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits. The Racine Raiders continue their quest for another consecutive championship. The league playoffs are underway, and Saturday night, the Raiders travel to the Motor City Rams for the second round of the playoffs. 5:45 is the pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. We've got Racine Raider football playoff action Saturday on your home for the Racine Raiders, WRJN.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
but only lonely.
And timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Some
pleasure or comfort goes. They only know my soul, make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. One thing I know is true, yeah.